League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
Jordan Alvarez, 37 home runs in season, 97 RBIs. The pitch swing, and there's a high fly left field. Driven back. Now it's headed for the Crawford boxes, and it's gone. He's done it again. Alvarez to the opposite field. A two-run shot here in the sixth inning.
Gives you chills, doesn't it? Holy crap, he did it again. So unbelievable. And Jeremy Pena did it again right in front of him. Good morning, everybody. John and Lance here with you. I'm live at Carlton Woods Country Club, where I got a member guest this morning. I was going to take the day off today, Lance, but there is absolutely no way, zero chance, I was missing the show after game two. It was before, even if they had lost, I was going to be here because I just can't. These are so special. These games are so special. That atmosphere was much better yesterday, by the way. Now, here, in all fairness to the fans, we weren't down 4-0, right? So that'll take the air out of a ballpark. Like, if Jose Altuve, I mean, that stadium on Saturday, tomorrow, is going to be nuts. It's going to be just nuts. It's their first appearance. It's first time that you got a postseason baseball game in Seattle in 20-plus years. Jose Altuve homers to start the game. You know what those decibels are going to do? It's going to be like a Pujols homer in the ninth inning off Brad Lidge. It's just going to shut down. It's going to shut it down, Lance. And listen, Jose Altuve is the one guy in this lineup so far that really hasn't done anything. I'm predicting a huge weekend for Altuve this weekend.
Well, I hope it's not a huge weekend. I just hope it's one huge day.
One day. Well, that's a huge weekend.
Just one day. Because the Mariners are scrappy. They could get swept. It'll be the scrappiest sweep that we've probably ever seen. But I thought it was going to be a 3-1. But even if it goes 3-1, I don't even want to lose one game to them because you just don't want to see Castillo again. Castillo got beat by a pop fly home run by Tucker.
Pop fly. No.
I mean, that was the highest.
It was the highest home run I've ever. Dude,
they had
crushed that ball.
Did you see
crushed
what,
it.
Did you see what the hang time was on it?
Oh, my. Lance, I was sitting about five sections over from it.
Did you see the number on it? What do you think the hang time was? It was the highest they had ever seen.
I don't like history.
What do you think the number was?
So you know the roof and those bars hang right? down, yeah. right? The one that's closest to the wall, I thought the ball was going to hit that one. That's how high and deep he – when he hit it, I said, oh, that's too high. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's still going. Wait a minute. It's still going. Oh, my goodness. What a prolific – that was – because if he straightens that out, Lance, that's a 450. That thing's 450.
Well, if you straighten it out, you have to hit it completely on a different plane. And you have to hit it completely on a different part of the bat, and there's all kinds of stuff. How high – how long do – what do you think the hang time was?
The hang time probably was 4.2 seconds.
6.7 seconds.
Oh,
the highest that they've ever seen in baseball since StatCast has ever
Oh, my goodness. It. Dude, I'm telling you. Because, you know, a pop-up will go
– but I think it only went like 358.
A pop-up will go, you know, straight up and then come – this thing, I'm telling you, reached its apex about 40 feet from the wall.
Yeah, no, it was super. I mean,
unbelievable.
It was the highest home run. And then Yordan, you know, Yordan hit a spoiler. That's the one guy you really can't afford to pitch. There's really not a great pitch you can make on the outer portion against Yordan. Really out and up, you're better off up than you are middle or low, because he can just, all he has to do is throw his hands out there and it's going to turn into a home run. At least up, you've got a little bit of a chance, but you just can't afford to miss outside. Yordan, there's very few places that you can pitch him. That's why he's one of the he's the best hitter on the Houston Astros. And yesterday the home run was, you know, he got a pitch that he could handle on the outer portion. He went with it, and there was a two-run homer. And the two-run homer came because of the bloop single by that bled in. I thought the center fielder really kind of misplayed that opportunity. But that's what happens when two players look like they could collide.
Well, that's it. And you know, Crawford's running out there, or Frazier. I forget which one it was. And running out there.
I think it was Crawford.
Yeah, he's running out there, and you can't dive at the guys. I mean, anybody would be, this guy's, I can't dive with this guy coming out, and I've got the best shot at it, and he's still coming. I mean, the place was loud. I mean, it was, you know, it was almost impossible to communicate between the two of them.
You know what? Here's why I know that's not the case. I can't believe football players can communicate with some of the stadiums I see on the field where they're able to communicate even without silent count. I'm like, how can they possibly hear each other? But that was just a case of, I just think it's, you know, I'm running one way as fast as I can. You're running the other. If the second baseman or shortstop, I can't remember which one, hadn't peeled, you know, they probably should have peeled off and given the other guy a chance to dive. But you don't have time to think about that. It bloops in. You're like, oh, my God, is this going to happen again where Pena gets on base and Yordan spoils it? Sure enough. And then Pena with a good AB in the, was it the eighth?
In the eighth, yeah.
Or was it? Yeah, it was the eighth for the extra run. Yeah, he gets a good AB. He has the walk, and of course they go four to Yordan. They were not going to let Yordan beat him, and then Alex Bregman laces it down the line. So Pena once again, two ABs lead directly to runs. The same thing happened obviously last game. Three of his at bats have extended games and led to runs for the Astros. Three of them have led to a total of, let's see, one, two, three. Four, five, six runs.
Yeah, six of their 12 runs. Mm-hmm. Six of their 12
have been direct results of two out game extensions.
Listen,
or inning extensions.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm kind of proud of Carlos yesterday. I didn't see it, but the reports were that he was gushing about Pena in the pregame. About the
How
kid.
How could you not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can be.
He knows Pena.
You think
like
Brett Favre was ever gushing about Aaron Rodgers?
No, but come on. That's not fair. I wouldn't even. Why even use that as an example? He was gushing about Pena when he left.
Well, yeah. No. But he doesn't have to. He could.
You actually have to in that role. Have to gush about Pena. What
else
anyway, would you say?
But regardless, Carlos was. He was apparently using superlatives and about the kid and everything. And there's a great article this morning in the Chronicle. First of all, this one by Brian T. Smith about Pena and what he's doing. And it's right underneath Jerome Solomon's piece on Yordan Alvarez, who has already got a statue. He's got the number 44 retired. He's already, you know, a Hall of Famer. And we're going to stop and they're going to break in nationally on networks to watch Yordan at bats before it's all said and done. And you know what? It's too hard to argue with this. It's way too hard to argue with this when this guy is doing what he's doing. Now, we've seen Yordan get red hot before, right? They are so scared of him. Listen, I agreed. Did you agree with Scott Servais walking him?
100%.
100%.
I'm
shocked.
And it's righty on lefty versus righty on righty. It was the right move. Just Bregman made a good, you know, put a good swing on it.
I was amazed that he got a pitch yesterday. I mean, honestly, he beat you because you threw to him at all. I'm just shocked. You got to give this guy, if you're Scott Servais, you got to, after game one, you got to give him the Barry Bonds treatment. And he finally did in the eighth inning, but not until after he already beat him. He already beat him with the 2-run homer. I mean, I don't understand. If I'm the Mariners, I am pissed at Scott Servais the way he has done everything that he's done so far. And it couldn't happen to a worse guy, so I'm happy for it, if you want to know.
You know, I think he handled it right. You can't pitch to Yordan right now. Yordan's too red hot. When he's not hitting doubles, he's hitting home runs.
Why did you pitch to him in the sixth?
I mean, you've got a guy who's got phenomenal stuff. You just have to trust your pitcher to pitch. I think you do pitch around him, though, especially with two outs. Like, you gotta pitch around. This is the problem I think that the Rays have. The Mariners have. The Astros have Verlander, who knows how to pitch around a guy if he needs to and just keep throwing pitches. I think Fromber, despite losing his control for that one inning where he just really struggled, it turned into two innings with two outs. It didn't look like the sixth was going to be eventful at all, and it turned into it. But Fromber, what's really made him so much better is he doesn't give in. And so he'd rather take a walk and look for a double play than give in. Garcia, Urquidy, Javier, they're not the same. Those guys will give up more home runs. But the Astros at least have two. They're top two. They understand, I'm not letting certain guys beat me, and I'm definitely not letting certain guys have pitches that they want to hit. And I don't think that, you know what, my guess is the Mariners don't have that on the staff. Castillo's stuff is tremendous. That running fastball is such a nasty pitch.
Filthy.
But, you know, he is a great thrower. He is a really good thrower. I just don't know that he's a pitcher yet. He's still a young guy who has great stuff, and I don't know that he has that mentality to, okay, I'm just going to throw everything down and away, and if Yordan wants to hack at one, that's fine, but he's going to be swinging at my pitches. Because that was not his pitch that he lost on.
Yep. All right, let's take a break here. You guys get in. It's your show. Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to get in here. This, again, you guys have been great all week. You want to talk about this Astros team. You want to talk about the game. You've got any thoughts. I want to go through inning by inning exactly what went down yesterday. And you guys are more than welcome to chime in on your thoughts on what was important and who has got this Astros team out in front. This is just awesome. Just awesome. Let's take a quick one here, and then we get to it on the other side. 713-780-3776. And listen, if you're right now, if you've got some problems, it's probably hard to listen to this radio show right now because in the back of your mind, you've got issues. You've got the police that are after you, or after one of your kids or whatever. You're being investigated. They're being investigated. You're facing some issue. You are being sued by someone. You need to sue someone because you're being wronged by them in any way, shape, or form. You got into an accident. The insurance company isn't paying. A doctor didn't perform what he said he was going to do. Malpractice. Whatever the case is, you're going through a divorce. You need representation. You got that at the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. It doesn't matter what the issue is. The Morley Law Firm can handle it. They are experienced, a wonderful staff. They're going to listen to you, a free evaluation of what's happening, consultation with what's happening with you and your problem. All you got to do is make the call. Start the process. 713-839-9955. Say habla espanol if you've got immigration problems as well, or whatever issue that you're having. 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
I'm at Carlton Woods at the member guest here, and I'm with my buddy Justin, and he's a Coors Light enthusiast as well. And a couple of years ago, we actually set the record for most Coors Lights drank at a tournament. It's a 2-day deal, 45 holes. And listen, I can't be prouder of myself keeping the Texas chill, keeping the golf course chill. It's going to be like 89 degrees out there today, and I've got to do my part to keep it chill. Are you doing your part? When you're watching the Astros game, are you doing your part while keeping the entire city chill? Are you going to do it this weekend while you're watching your team play in the playoffs or watching all of your football? Of course you are. Keep Texas chill with cold, cool, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. I'm doing my part. Do your part. Do your part. Step up. Level up, people, and drink Coors Light.
Yeah.
You are listening. listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It feels like things are getting back to normal. Where did you sit yesterday?
I was in the right field corner.
No suite?
No suite.
If you had suite and member guest at Carlton Woods, I would say, okay, we're back in prime.
Listen,
JG.
I'm a guest. I'm the guest here. I'm not the member, okay? So this is not about this. I'm living on the streets and playing in this thing because I'm the guest.
Where would your clubs be?
Well, I might borrow some clubs from somebody or steal them.
But
I don't know.
You're not living in the streets. I've been to your house. That's the opposite of quote unquote the streets.
Nobody has that much gold in their house. But you don't know. But it's not because of me. It's because of Justin, like I said, he's the member here. He's the rich guy.
Well, I was going to take today off because I've got a member guest. It's the weirdest intro. But I'm here for the people.
Yes, that's what I'm about.
And even if they had lost, I had considered leaving.
No, even win or lose, I'm here.
Listen,
okay?
John is here from 7 to 10. You guys want?
No, I'm leaving early.
Wait. I thought you were here.
But listen, nobody's listening from 9:30 to 10, so I'm out. Everybody's checking out.
Everyone's checking out?
Yeah.
I may actually have Evan Gaddis coming on, working on that, so we'll see.
You got Evan Gaddis coming in? Nice.
I believe so, but we'll see. We'll see. We gotta make sure and try to lock it down. Clemens is going to join us at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
So Roger Clemens, every morning after playoff victories, Roger Clemens. I talked to John Daspert from Daspert Law, who's making this happen. And he's like, man, I was bummed out after, the first 8 innings of the Astros game in game 1 because I thought, well, this may not, the interviews with Roger may not last more than 2 or 3, three games. But no. But no, it looks like we're going to be okay.
Don't worry.
At least for a little bit.
Don't worry, John. We're going to be around. You're going to be paying. Don't worry, John.
I don't like jinxing anything. So I picked up my phone yesterday at the wrong time. And then, and here comes the, I was the one that caused Frommer to give up those runs. I had to put my phone back down. And I just.
That's funny.
Yesterday
I went
at home,
to the bathroom.
I was doing a bunch of stuff wrong.
I did too.
It could have been
my
you.
Seat. I left my seat.
Yeah, not
went
smart.
Went to the bathroom. And sure enough, I'm like, what are you doing, Fromber, throwing a ball around?
And Fromber was so good up until that point, and then he got it again. He came back the very next inning, had an easy inning, but he just started missing at the top of the zone, and just got himself in trouble. It was it always happens. This is how it happens with Fromber, John. A walk, he had an error throwing home where he just didn't take his time. And then a base knock, and all of a sudden, you got 2 runs.
Do you remember? I think it was in Seattle? I forget where it was.
By the way,
he had
good
that
digs
third
by
inning where he had the one inning. He was beautiful, pitched beautifully, and then he had the one inning of a bloop and then an error, and he gave up 3 runs in that inning. And it reminded me of that. There's always one inning where it's like, oh my gosh, the wheels are coming off, and yet he's able to get through it. And it's that this is how he got 25 straight quality starts is that some of the runs aren't earned because there's mess ups, and that was, there you go, he gave up one earned run because of the mess up, because of the throw that he made. Let's get some calls in here. As we said, this is your show, so they left. Okay, 713-780-3776. I want to go through this, Lance. I want to go through. Let's start.
No, but jump in, and we'll get you guys on.
Yeah,
we'll go right
to you.
Yeah,
Fromber looked great in the first, right? Rodriguez grounds out, and then France strikes out. And you go, oh, okay, Fromber's looking good, and then Castillo takes the mound. And I hadn't seen him pitch live before. Holy crap, the ball just comes out of his hand. It is just like that first pitch that he threw, and it was 98. He looks at me and he goes, "Holy crap. How fast was that?" And that's all he's got to do. Listen, Altuve is struggling right now. He has struggled these 2 games. And that's okay. I'm fine. You know what? I think Jose Altuve is going to have a huge, huge weekend, or as you said, just one game.
We've seen too many of these to sweat the all-time like home run leader in the postseason.
No, I'm not
sweating Altuve.
I'm not sweating him at all. And then, you know, Yordan just barely got a piece of it, grounds out. Then Fromber comes back, 1-2-3, all good. Tucker's homer was, I think, because watching him through the first four hitters, Bregman didn't get much of his either. Yordan just barely tapped it, and it was back to the mound, barely got to the mound. Watching Tucker's home run gave it changed everything. Because, oh my gosh, this guy is actually, you can hit him.
Well, you had a lead on a guy that you knew was going to be hard to score a bunch of runs on. It was so critical. If you're in a boat race, you got to be ahead.
You got to be ahead.
Now, what happened after Fromber gave up the two runs? Where all of a sudden, the boat racer has got a lead on us.
Uh-oh, right. But you knew in the back of your head, okay, it's not like he's invincible. If nobody had done anything up to that point, you were down 2-0, it would be like, my goodness.
I think he was the only one who had done anything.
Yeah, true. Well, except Pena. Pena had also doubled off of him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So the next inning, you know, Crawford got the double, which I thought Yordan could – I don't know. From where I was, it looked like Yordan could have caught it. What did you think?
Yeah, he should have caught it. He was not – he didn't locate the wall quickly enough, and that was one that most outfielders are going to make. I think most quality outfielders will make that one. It's not easy, and I think there was concern that if he got up against the wall and he missed it, it was going to bounce off and go for a – you know, and he was going to be in a lot of trouble. Because, you know, it's going to bounce forward and you're going to have to chase. So, I think he probably should have had it. Keep going.
So then Myers is up. Myers, Maldonado, and Altuve again, and they all struck out.
Myers struck out such an easy out versus Castillo.
Well, listen, Myers, I thought an odd choice after, you know, how little. Against Castillo, you're throwing him out there against him. Okay. You know, but it doesn't matter. It's just fodder, right? It doesn't matter if it was Chaz or Myers or Dubon even. You know, who's going to hit? None of the three of them are going to hit this guy. But I thought, you know, that's a bad start for Myers. He's got to face Castillo in this situation. And then Maldonado, I was really, really surprised that he never pinch hit for him in this game. I thought he was going to do it in the sixth. But he even brought him up in the eighth, and he almost made everybody eat their words. Hit it 399 to the wall. Mm-hmm. It was caught, but he got a hold of that one. But it was really kind of surprising that he let after Fromber was out of the game. I thought, well, now's a good time to bring, you know, pinch hit Vasquez.
He saw it as a pitching game though, and I think Dusty's going to stick with Maldi anytime it's a lower scoring or a pitcher's game. You got to remember now, he pinch hit where it was not a one run game when he brought Vasquez in. So I don't think he's going to normally pinch hit unless they're behind and runs are desperately needed.
Well,
I don't
runs
think
were at
it.
A premium in this one too.
They were at a premium, but I don't think he's going to pinch hit unless we get to the last inning, the last AB. But I don't think he's going to do it in earlier innings. Remember, he did it in what, the sixth inning last game?
Yeah,
he did it earlier because we got room to, you know, we got to make some runs. By the way, can we, we got Lewis and Frank. You guys want to jump in? 713-780-3776 before we get to him. How about the job Yuli did defensively?
Oh my gosh.
Gotten beat up all year long about how he's a bad defensive player.
But no, not all year. He really turned it around June.
But no one changed their narrative. No one said, you know, Yuli's really played so much better defensively.
I thought we did. I thought we made that clear. Yuli, that all that early problems that he had, they were over. He has played a stellar first.
Well,
place.
You had your boy was talking about how he's a all the advanced metrics. Your boy.
Oh,
I'm not even gonna say his name anymore.
I don't care.
No, but he did say that the other day that the advanced metrics, and so the analytics crew is like still on this Yuli thing. Yuli is not a negative impact player defensively at first, and the digs he made on those plays, and by the way, Altuve, what stud plays. On Rodriguez?
Rodriguez. How do you throw out Rodriguez
That was as good as the plays I've seen from the whole, you know, now it's a harder play, but the Correa plays, I've seen some elite plays from Correa like that. Altuve's play was just as elite.
Oh, it was. It was absolutely was. And then the dig wasn't even a dig. It was kind of a bounced in front of him. That's a tough play.
It was a really tough
dig
play.
Is a lot easier than one that's, you know, bounces up to your
that's
knee.
That's an in-between. That's an in-between. As somebody who played first, man, you get ones that short hops you right from, you know, right near your glove. Those are not the hardest. What he had to deal with, those are very tough ones, and he dealt with it. Let's get Lewis in here. Lewis is up first. What's up, Lewis? How are we doing?
What's going on, boys?
What's
happy
up?
Friday.
You too. Happy Friday.
I think Dusty's, you know, painting a masterpiece with the way some of the decisions he's made. Although I wanted to see, did you guys think putting Presley in was a bit questionable? Also, Altuve in his slump. I know he's making up for it on the defensive end, but what are the chances he gets out of it either in this series or tries to get out of it if we advance? What are your guys' thoughts on that? I'll hang up.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Lewis. I mean, John,
was questionable?
Nothing. The only move to make there is bring your closer in. And if you don't get him work now, when does he get work?
Yeah.
He hadn't pitched for a long time.
No, he and that's why he didn't have his command. He hadn't pitched for so long. That's the ideal spot for Pryor. Yes, no, he's your closer, and he needed work. I'm surprised they didn't throw him in game one at some point.
Boy, that was a rough outing for him.
I mean, it was a screaming
double play. I mean, people gapping him. It was a bad outing. But, you know, he hadn't pitched for a while. You got to get him some work.
No.
You really do have to get him some work. He's your closer.
Perfect the way it worked out.
Were you surprised they didn't get the bullpen up?
A little bit.
At any point?
It was his game, and boy, he had a chance. If not for that play, that double play, man, it's a blown game. He absolutely blows that game if not for that double play.
He really does, and it would have been rough. But, you know, Yuli saved you with that bad glove of his that I've heard about. Let's get Frank in here. What's up, Frank? How are we doing?
What's going on, guys? Everyday call or everyday listener. Hey, I just want to go over some things. First of all, Dusty did a great job managing the bullpen. I was kind of questionable. Was it Montero that he kept in there for that second inning? I was like, ooh, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
But that was good. Abreu came in, did his thing, looked fantastic. J-Rod knew the slider was coming and he still couldn't touch it. Guys, I just want to bring up, I do remember a caller calling in saying that Yuli was going to be really big. I think I even said that he was going to hit a home run or two in the playoffs. And, you know, I just, without Michael Brantley, Yuli is the most professional hitter we have on this team. Jordan is a beast. He can hit anything anywhere. But Yuli's, 38 years old now? He's been doing this a long time. He got to wipe the slate clean. He's starting back from zero. I think this is going to be great. I think he's going to be huge throughout the playoffs. Altuve's defense is there. Not really worried about him. He's going to get it going. So I think.
Hold on, Frank. If you're the one, from what you're saying, we take a lot of calls, or at least we have the last, you know, for the Astros. So we don't remember everything. But if you're the one that called the Yuli, you don't have to be passive about it. Say it. I'm the one that called the home run. Say what you got to say. Say it.
I'm just saying. I remember the home run that we talked about when you guys were rating the home runs the other day. The one that he hit off Yu Darvish, the 3-run home run that got it started. Yes, Altuve hit another one off the other guy in the 7th inning. That was a 3-run to keep us in that game. But I mean, Yuli's big, man. He's clutch, and I had a feeling like this was what he was gonna do. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but guys, I just wanted to call and appreciate everything that you guys do because I listen to ESPN Radio all day, and man, my biggest bone to pick is with Paul Gallant. He has us calling one day to see if he wants to be an Astros fan or a Mariners fan. Homeboy, you need to make that decision on your own. And then yesterday, I listened to him bad talk Fromber. Yeah, Fromber had a bad inning, but if you take that inning away, even with that, he kept us in the game against another guy who, if Justin Verlander is not around, could be competing for the Cy Young. So, I mean, I'm sure he's your boy. I'm sure you see him in passing, but, I mean, that just really bothers me, man. Like, either you're Astros or not. Pick Seattle or Houston. We ain't going to beg you, man. And if you are Houston, ride with us, man. If we go out on your sword, man. Go out on your shield. You know what I'm saying? I'll shut up and listen, guys.
Well, first of all,
he said, I like the phrase, the everyday listener. I like the distinction. Yeah. If you call in and you listen every day, you need to say that. Number two, how good was that call?
So, it was good. Frank, we appreciate you, seriously. And I saw a lot of people here at the park. I went over to Cobos afterwards, and a bunch of listeners were up there, and it was great. It was great to see everybody talk baseball with them. It's just good fun. Thanks, everybody. And come on up, and let's talk some baseball when we're out there. if Paul Gallant wants the roof of the Mariners, the roof of the Mariners, who gives a rat's ass?
I think that's a poor choice in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's great. That's a great. That's a good career builder. Okay, well done, Paul Gallant. Ooh, I'm in Houston. Let me root for the Mariners. That can't be dumber. But go ahead. Be yourself.
I know he worked in Seattle as probably the angle
then,
that he's got.
And then if you're bad mouthing Fromber, double screw you. Okay, so all right. Fromber had a bad inning. He threw a ball away and gave up Fromber gave up an earned run in a playoff game. Boy, he sucks. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't hear Paul's comment, so
yeah,
I wouldn't have.
So I didn't hear him either. But I got an everyday listener that's telling me stuff.
Yeah, he listens. Everyday listener.
That's right. I'm gonna believe him over Paul Gallant's lies. Okay, so that's where I'm at on this one.
Hey, where I'm at is Underdog Fantasy, and yesterday was a great opportunity to take a look at playing higher than total rush yards for David Montgomery in that barn burner of a game between Washington and Chicago. What an electric atmosphere. How about higher than Justin Fields' passing yards of 167.5? Do you know on the higher and lower game, you can make multipliers of whatever your original play is? So if you make a $20 play and you pick, five highs and lows correctly, you can win 20 times your original play. They also have insurance, which is something I used yesterday. Insurance means, let's say you pick four like I did, one you can still lose one and still win. The odds are a little bit lower, but I have insurance and I won two of the three, so I just have one more I have to win and the insurance will pay off for me. That's one of the great things they have going on. Of course, Daily Fantasy is there. And if you guys want to get involved in today's draft, send a direct message right now or to in my Twitter account, or go to Underdog Fantasy and sign up. Underdog Fantasy, you can download the apps and use promo code Lance. They're going to match your first deposit of up to $100, and you will be ready to go. But make sure you send me a direct message and also join in on Double Dribble Tournament. It's the best ball basketball tournament where the highest scores for you each week are going to be your scoring total. Two guards, two wings, a big and a flex with 10 players on the bench. Gives you a chance to watch basketball throughout the year, and you're winning real money, part of $200,000 in total prizes. It closes up October 18th, so don't miss out. Go to Underdog Fantasy and use promo code Lance.
ESPN 97.5. Catch every single moment of the Houston Astros' quest for another world championship on your home for the 2022 World Series. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Presented by Rambler Sparkling Water, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Allstate Windows and Siding.
You don't go to the bathroom, you know. I mean, you wait. You hold it until after he hits. And like I said, that was the same way with Barry Bonds. You don't talk to anybody. You just pay attention. And, we got the same anticipation. I mean, it's hard to keep hitting it out. But when you're concentrating at a high level like that, you know, he's getting the pitch and he's not missing it.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
He is getting Bonds-ish, isn't he? Now, he did this in the postseason. Remember, he had the big Yankees. Against the Yankees, he had the huge series. But then he tailed off in the World Series badly. The Braves had his number. So he's got to stay. He's really got to stay hot. He's really got to stay. He is so when he's on, holy crap. I don't know that JT goes, who'd you rather have for the rest of their careers, Judge or Yordan? And it's easy. 25 years old versus 30 years old.
And Judge is a great, great player, but of them's younger. And Judge is a more athletic player. I mean, Judge is a freak show. He's going to win the MVP. But Yordan's young, and Yordan, and to all respect to Frank about Yuli and professional hitter, I mean, the most professional hitter on the team right now is Yordan.
Yeah.
It wasn't Carlos. It was Altuve called him the best hitter he's ever seen, or best
hitter he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Best hitter he's ever seen.
That's Altuve.
That's Altuve saying that. Listen, I'm going to say it again, and I'm Yordan's going to regret this contract. He's going to regret it because this guy can make 40 plus a year in 3 years. So I know he's got generational wealth now. His kids, his grandkids, their grandkids are going to be taken care of, and he's going to get a big payday even after this one. Maybe they tear this one up and say, "Here, Yordan, let's do this, so you stay an Astro for life." I hope that happens. He's going to regret this one because he's going to be worth way more than this contract. Now the worry is Tucker. As somebody asked, how long you think this can go on, this Astros dominance, and they said, well, as long as Bregman and Altuve are on the team, I think it can go on even past with Tucker, with Fromber, Garcia, Urquidy, Tucker, Yordan. I mean, this thing can keep on going on and on and on because they're pretty damn good at finding Tapena. They're pretty damn good at finding young guys and bringing them up through the system. I think it's underrated how good Luno was at finding guys, signing guys, or trading like he did for Yordan and bringing them up, and the system, you know, developed them so well that they're here now contributing. The young guys are doing that. Thank God he stood his ground and didn't give up Tucker in 17. To bolster the pen. He didn't have to get. He was still able to get Verlander, but the Astros can be good for years and years to come with a foundation like these guys, with these young guys. This were talking about it at Cobos afterwards. We got to appreciate this, how good this is. The other cities don't get this. They just don't get it. This is special what we're watching here.
Let's, without question, and I know a lot of people right now are just expecting this stuff to be normal, and then when it's gone, you're going to really rue the fact that maybe you didn't finish a game and sit there and just think, this is not normal. And if you haven't watched sports long enough to know, if you're 25 years old, and you just think this is what baseball looks like, it ain't what baseball looks like. Trust me, this is not what baseball looks like. This is going to go down as the Astros right now are becoming the new Braves from the 90s. The only problem is they're also the Braves because they have one World Series win, and they need another one. They need it this year. Let's get Charlie in. What's up, Charlie? How we doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I wanted to talk about pretty much leading up to the game. All you guys were pretty much hyping up Luis Castillo. And, I mean, granted, yeah, he's a great pitcher. Of course, no doubt, probably the top 10 in the league. But, man, the level of disrespect they were giving Fromber, like, they were just pretty much all on Luis Castillo, even leading up to Tucker's home run. It's funny that the announcers were hyping up Luis Castillo, practically wanting to pull his pants down or something and get on their knees. But
jeez,
as soon
Charlie.
As they were talking about him, Tucker hits him with a bomber and shuts him up, and that was like probably the best moment for me. But of course, Alvarez. That was a good moment there too.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one too. I will say, I thought the announcers did a great job of giving Fromber his props too. Talking about how nasty this pitch was, they're showing the breaking pitches. The first three innings was a ton of Fromber talk. I mean, they were showing, like, how do you hit that? That Francoeur was talking about how nasty it is to start a pitch on the upper outside portion of the zone and the breaking pitch to end up down and in inside where it's not even in the strike zone and you're striking out. I thought the announcers gave Fromber a lot of love. I thought they gave him a lot of love, and I think they gave Castillo. I think they gave two pitchers a lot of love. I didn't have any problem watching that with how they called that one. Castillo was nasty, and Fromber early on had a lot of his nasty stuff and looked very confident. So I know you didn't see it, John, but I didn't have a problem with it. Let's get Brian in. Unless that is Brain. It's spelled Brain, but I'm pretty sure you meant Brian. Unless it is Brain. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. First of all, Scott Service, once an Astro, always an Astro. Helping out his club, you know, in multiple ways. So you got to love him, right? Great game again last night. I think you see why Yuli, you know, is an elite first baseman. Just the way he's picking the balls out of the dirt, and you know, obviously getting the double play, the positioning on that was great. Kind of surprised you guys had heard anything, and I'm kind of surprised they trotted Montero out there again for a second inning when you had Stanek, who hasn't even pitched yet. And are his splits against the Mariners just horrible? I mean, I know he's your best reliever this year, but just seeing if you guys had heard anything, or you know, is he in the doghouse or something, or was there something that we've missed? Or, you know, I was kind of surprised. Well, I thought last night would have been a great spot to get him in the game, especially either for Abreu, so he wouldn't have had to come in and pitch in two consecutive games, or, you know, even for Montero for that second inning. So just seeing if you guys have heard anything, but I think Ellen Jay is going to come out tomorrow and just be his absolute bulldog self on the road, and these guys thrive on it. It wouldn't surprise me if you see what happened in game four last year against the White Sox manifest itself again, where they just come out and just open up a can and just blow the doors off the place. That's the kind of environment these guys thrive in. And you got, yep. Lance, you're right, you know, what you were talking about just a few minutes ago about, you know, enjoying this ride, because like you, you know, I grew up here and we lived through that 11, 12, 13 range where they were losing 120 games, and it was just god-awful. And, you know, it's fun to have this ride right now and possibly going to our sixth consecutive LCS. But love the show, guys. Have a good weekend, and I'll take it off.
John, I've got the numbers right here. Ryan Stanek, does he struggle against the Mariners? Well, if you consider a career .093 batting average and .343 OPS struggling, then yes, he struggles badly.
Is he sick?
There's got to be something going on. Ty France has touched him up with three hits out of seven at-bats. Other than that, one other guy has a hit, Santana, who was a real heckler yesterday.
Yeah.
Santana has one hit and three at-bats. Nobody else has a hit.
Is something wrong
with
him?
They're 4-43.
I think Dusty said after the game that he's fine.
He didn't even get up. I mean, this has been two games he hasn't pitched. And, yeah, he's like, historically, he's very good against the Mariners. Nine walks, which is a little higher than you like to a 16 strikeouts. But, I mean, his numbers are excellent. They're excellent. He's Cal Raleigh is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts against Ryan Stanek. So that should tell you something. Like, something, I don't know, that's strange that he hasn't seen him at all. What'd you think of, how about Dusty? Shout out to Dusty. The numbers play, the analytics play is keep Fromber in the game to pitch to Cal Raleigh, because Cal Raleigh has zero hits right-handed, that he couldn't face lefties late in the year because of a thumb injury. He has zero hits against lefties. There is no lefty in the bullpen, thankfully. So the odds are, the play is, statistically, and they talked about it on the air, you probably didn't know this at the game, John, Cal Raleigh had almost no at-bats late in the season against left-hand hitters. And he was 0-for-8, I think, coming into the game. Against left-hand pitchers. He's a switch hitter. So he hadn't had any hits that game. They could have stuck with Fromber. He goes against the numbers, what the numbers might say, goes with Hector Neris, turns him around to left-handed, where is his best, bases loaded left-handed, which is his best, you know, shot at getting a base hit, and Neris takes care of him. So shout out to Dusty for, I don't know what the numbers were, that Dusty may have had some numbers working in his favor as well. I haven't checked Neris versus Raleigh.
All I know is Dusty has been
a nice job.
Money. We got to take a break. Roger Clemens is going to be with us at the top of the hour, so we got a short segment. But you guys, we got you on hold. We're going to get to you
right
on the other side. Yep. But first, we got Craig DeCerf that we're talking about.
I'm talking about the guy who has done an amazing job of taking care of not just me, but I mean, good friends. I've seen good friends out there. Carlos Correa's parents, Altuve, a lot of the Astros, Brooke Amonte. There have been Joe Smith, I remember, got his ride out there. And just regular people from the Houston area who have looked for the best prices they can find. And that's what Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is all about. It's about getting you the best selection they can possibly find you, getting the best deals, finding all of the dealer cashback incentives. It's been tougher to buy cars because you've had lower supplies. You've had the finance rates, you know, have gone up. And yet they're finding dealer cashbacks and everything they can. They're helping you with even more money on your trade-ins. So even if you don't buy from them, they will buy your pre-owned vehicle for some of the top dollar that you're going to find out there on the market. Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC takes care of customers like they're their own family members. Experience it for yourself. Go to LanceZCars.com right there in Angleton. It's a short drive, about 42 minutes, but the savings are in the thousands. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, that's LanceZCars.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm up in the Woodlands. Got to leave the show a little bit early, but that's okay. Lance has got it covered. Hopefully he'll have Evan Gaddis. We got Roger Clemens that's going to join us here on the show in less than 10 minutes from now. So we got a quick segment. Let's get a couple of calls in here. You guys want to talk about this game? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Pena is here. What up, Pena?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
Man, I just want to talk about really the defense, honestly, because the defense was so good this game besides the Fromber incident. Gurriel's that catch in the ninth inning, the way he stared down whatever his name is. He was like, yeah, homeboy, we've been here. We can handle this. Y'all thought y'all had something? Nah, we got this. That was just the best stare down ever I've seen in my life. And Altuve's throws were awesome. That's just great, great. We've been here. And Scott Service, what he said after the game, like, yeah, I don't think it's going to be tough for them to win. It's going to be loud in Seattle, whatever. Homeboy, In 2019, all our home games we lost, our away games we won in the World Series. Come on, we ain't scared of Seattle. What the hell? Come on. Have a great day, guys.
All right, man. Hey, not underrated was Yordan's catch, too. I mean, you got it. He gets over
well,
there.
One
I
of
know
them.
That's a play a left fielder makes, but he got over there and he made that catch. That was a huge situation. Huge situation where he pulled that one in. That was sweet. Everything about Yordan is just sweet, 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 sweet. Who's next? LSU Brian. LSU Brian, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey, I want to stay in the moment because everything that's happening right now is great, but I always look towards the future also. And this topic hadn't been discussed. I know you like you say, Papa's doing good. We've had our concerns during the season. And he's pulled every correct string so far in these first two games. But Joe Espada's getting interviews for other teams already, and I'm sure there's going to be more teams. I don't know much about Joe. How good is he? I know we wanted to keep him. He was, if Dusty goes, that was supposed to be the next guy up. No one's talking about that, and I want to know how important Joe Espada is. I mean, if Dusty's gone, I understand he's pulling great strings now, but as far as the future, I get y'all's opinion on Joe Espada.
I'd love to see it. I think you know, it's a possibility that it's going to force his hand. He interviewed with the White Sox, interviewed with the Marlins. Joe Espada is going to get a job in the league, and I'd love to see him here. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I don't know. I'm not sure about the Dusty thing. Paw, if he wins it all, you know, are you able to just tell him, listen, you're going to have to ride off into the sunset? If you doesn't win it all, then you say, Dusty, you're just not getting it done. That's more that you can explain a little bit better. I don't know. I'd love to see Joe Espada stay here. But if he goes, he goes. There's other candidates. There's other guys that are going to be. I mean, you didn't think after AJ that you were going to, you know, Dusty comes in and look at the job that he's done. Look at the wins that he's had. So, you know, there's other guys. I would love to see Joe Espada here, but we'll find out what happens. We'll see if he gets, you know, he's interviewed before, so we'll find out if he's even going to get either of those two jobs. You don't know if you even have to worry about it yet. So, we'll see.
You don't know.
No, you don't know. All right, let's get James in here. Hey, James.
Hey, good morning, guys. I am an everyday listener. I love you guys. Shout out to the Astros in Houston. My gosh, what an exciting series. This is awesome. The defensive plays that the Astros have been making, unbelievable. I mean, the bats are exciting. They're on fire. For Yordan to knock Castro's stuff out of the park was just exhilarating to me. I just can't say enough about the gloves on the Houston team. They do such exciting work, man, and step up to the plate and get the job done. I'm so excited for this series. I think we're going to come home with a win from Seattle. And man, let's just keep rooting on those Astros. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. John, I got to see you on the golf course someday, brother.
Let's go, man. I'm only available every day.
I mean, that's where to find them.
I mean, I'm only available every day.
Did you stop playing poker?
No, I do that too.
Okay. No, but I mean in the oh, hey, we got to break it here, actually.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to break it because Roger Clemens is going to be here on the other side on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. We are really looking forward to getting Roger's thoughts. We'll talk to him about Fromber, about Castillo, and about what's going on here in the city of Houston, how great this is. And listen, you could have made some money off of it yesterday, right? If you'd bet the Astros. If you bet Astros and under, my friends, you're collect cash that ticket. But I mean, it's up to you. Do you want to let this money just go to other people? Do you want to just not have money in your pocket because you know what's going to happen here, right? The Astros are going to win this series. Did you bet on them? You can. At mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. All kinds of stuff that you can bet on. Right now, it's so much fun. NFL, the NHL has started up. You know anything about hockey? The NBA is starting up. You know anything? How about playoffs, Major League Baseball playoffs? How about a weekly blackjack tournament? You got that as well. If you've been waiting for the right time, this is the right time, right here and right now. Mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. They'll match your initial deposit, but you have to put in the promo code bet975. Again, bet975 promo code at mybookie.ag. Experience sports in a whole new light. Cash in this season. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.